Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Good day to you. Good evening, whatever the case may be. Great to be with you again. Thanks so much for tuning in. Going to be talking about a novel that I hope is just fiction, but I'm all but convinced that it might likely be closer to the truth than we'd like to admit. It's called The Last Line by Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, and it deals with our mess on the southern border, and it captures perfectly the aplomb by which our leaders deal with an issue that could absolutely turn this country upside down, and it doesn't seem to bother them because, for one thing, they don't live on the border. If they did, I've interviewed a guest on this show that for years hasn't been able to go to the bathroom without having a gun in hand. That's living on the border. That's what we've done to people in the United States by refusing to deal with a problem everybody knows about. It's just that apparently there's also an equally strong consensus that nobody's going to do anything about it. Tony, I'm so glad you wrote the book because this is incredible.
Well, Larry, thanks for having me. And yeah, that's exactly why I wrote the book. Everything in the book for your audience to know is factually correct in that everything we put in there, they are things in the real life. We actually talk about in the group, I won't give away too many details for those who want to read it, the group we talk about, the separatist group, the Brown Berets, they actually exist. So what we did is we took essentially all of these elements that we know exist, all the bad policy, all the bad actions by our own government. You add in bad guys who want to do bad things to us, and, you know, essentially it's a hugely bad news picture for us. And we, you know, I wrote it. My writing partner, Bill Keith, who did a lot of the technical background and research, wrote it. We wrote it because we want people to wake up to understand that this is a real threat. It's an existential threat. And if we don't do something about it, extraordinarily bad things are going to happen to the country that will make 9/11 look like literally a cakewalk.
We have been letting bad guys cross that border. They've been able to set up their staging areas to get themselves primed.
Correct.
So they either have a common signal they're going to launch at us on, or they'll just be able to one-off hit us whenever it's good for them. And whichever scenario or both, it's not going to be really very good in this country, and again, particularly on the border. The book opens so realistically. There's a rape scene right on the border, and what comes across is that this is what is happening on the border. All of this nonsense from Jeb Bush that illegal immigration is an act of love. I wonder how that rape victim felt about that act of love.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, and I got to be honest with you. Civilized people like you and me, Larry, have a really hard time writing stuff like this. I got to tell you, I had a really hard time writing that because we do not think in those terms. And I think this is why you have people who are so naive, like Jeb Bush and others, who have, I will be polite to say, rose-colored glasses on when it comes to this issue. I mean, yeah, you may have 1 in 10 individuals who want to come across to actually be a good citizen. Those other 9 do not have those intentions. So when you do things like, you know, look at who comes across, why they come across, you have to understand that these people are not good, and they're up to do bad things.
It's been a long time since the typical border crosser, to use a benign term, illegal alien would be more accurate, was coming across for work. On this show, I've interviewed a rancher with property right on that border, and it wasn't all that unusual for an illegal to knock on the door, not bust it in, not shoot out the water tower, knock on the door and say, I'm hungry, can I do some work around here? And that was the deal. And the work would get done, the food would get provided, everybody was happy, the illegal went on. He was obviously, or she was obviously, coming in for rather benign purposes other than breaking our law. And that hasn't been the case for many, many a year, according to this person that has to deal with this day on a daily basis. So we are just absolutely whistling Dixie. We're right on past the graveyard as if nothing's happening. And my goodness, it's happening, but for sure. The notion that there's an our bad guy safe houses, Muslims from foreign countries running safe houses deep inside our country to smuggle these not benign at all illegals, that's pretty sobering thing to talk about. And again, you just to reiterate your point, this is fiction only in terms of the names and maybe the places or the exact places, but this is what is happening. This is what is known to our intelligence services.
Right. Well, let me hit that. The basic scenario is actually one that happened in another part of the world regarding some of the things. As you know, Larry Geody does not like me talking about things I've actually done, so we had to basically take some things I've done other places and put it in. But with that said, basically, if you array the facts, you look at what's going on, how it's going on, we basically postulate what's coming next. And let me be clear on the purpose of why we wrote it, is because there is a grave risk that, as much as it's bad enough that you have illegal activities of these aliens to the point of where it's a crisis. I mean, I live in Fairfax County. We have a huge problem with MS-13, and those guys came across the border. So, you know, they have maimed people, they kill people. It is hugely bad. That on its face is bad. It's horrible. Then you take terrorist organizations who study and understand the flaws in our system. And, you know, I used to do something called red teaming. Red teaming is the term of art that we use when we intelligence officers put ourselves in the shoes of the bad guys and pretend to be bad guys. So we then look at, if I were a bad guy, how would I take advantage of bad policies, an open border, and availability of certain weapons of mass destruction that clearly, you know, we want to do. And then if you put it all together, then what you see there, Larry, is our basic best guess as intelligence officers. If I were a bad guy, this is what I would do to really hurt the United States. And I think that's why I'd like to believe it's a compelling read. And obviously, we make it very interesting. We try to make it entertaining as well as educational in the way we present the facts.
Well, I think you succeeded in that. The book was a real page-turner, and as I say, all the more intensely interesting because, yeah, I think this is probably where we're headed. This looks like it's, you know, I'm obviously not a guy privy to a whole lot of privileged information, but I do read a lot, I do talk to a lot of people, and everything you're talking about is just so consistent with things that all of us know. It's just that there's this fascinating, if that's the right word, frightening, aplomb on the part of business interests to say, well, you know, we're just taking advantage of inexpensive labor and no harm.
Right.
Well, there probably is a harm, even if there were no terrorists among them. You can make an argument that that's not really fair to U.S. workers and other employees. But the fact of the matter is, they're very likely it's going to be some big harm, and they don't seem to care. Nor does the political left seem to care, because these are people that are going to be involved in unrest and in voting later on, as soon as they can get them some illegal IDs, and that could make the Democrats a permanent political class in our country.
Absolutely.
We're going to be back after a brief pause. We're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer about his rather scary book, The Last Line.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
back with you. We're talking today with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. His book, The Last Line, is a probably not very well-disguised fictional account of the things that either are going on right now or will be happening all too likely soon enough because of what is going on right now. And as we were saying just at the as we went into the break, a lot of the trouble we're setting ourselves up for is because we don't control our border. It's been just horrendous for people living on the border for quite some time. We're going to share in how horrendous it is, no matter where we live in this country, in an explosion or in a poisoning or in a riot coming soon to a place near you. I think that's not terribly overly dramatic. What say you?
No, Larry, I think we have to understand three things about the current White House. And I, to pick up on your point right before the last break, I'm appalled that this White House doesn't understand the damage being done to the existing minorities in our country by this completely open border concept. I mean, the black community, the president, let me be blunt, the president's black. I cannot believe the damage he's done to the black community. They have I think, record unemployment. And what's ironic is that the very jobs and potential upward mobility that would be available to black families is essentially being destroyed by having illegal aliens come in. So it's
Tony, I think what we're talking about is a president with ice water in his veins. Yeah, those are his fellow blacks that are getting the short end of that deal.
Right.
But there's more Hispanics here already and on the way. And they're out populating, even if we didn't import anymore anyway. And
right.
I think that's the calculus he's using. He didn't care who you are.
I think he's clearly a partisan over everything else, which is really sad. And I this is one of the things I was just meeting with Congressman Ryan Zinke. We had dinner Friday night, and we're talking about the what has happened is that you have a complete polarization based on politics of everything, to include national security. And Larry, that's the point of this book, is that, you know, you have to have professionals like me, like others, who basically are willing to speak the truth as best we understand it about what the threat reality is. And the problem with that is that if we say something which is politically not in sync with the White House, then we're the ones that get in trouble. And this has been true for years now, where you have people who take the oath of office. We take it very seriously. And Larry, I don't believe there's any expiration date on the oath of office. I think if you take that oath, you're obligated for life to follow it. And yet you have politicians who take the same oath, but have no regard for the damage they do to the fabric of the country, their fellow human beings, and what the interests are of the United States. And this is where I think there needs to be a real strong effort in the upcoming presidential election cycle to get this issue back in focus, that we have to have people who speak the truth, who understand that there's a point where partisanship must end and true national security must pick up. And we must work together as a nation, not as political parties. It's just not going to help us.
Let me interject an anecdote to illustrate a point you just made about how lightly politicians, too many politicians, take the oath of office. I had one term in the Virginia legislature in the lower house. And the day before we were to be sworn in, I fell on some ice and cracked my elbow, so I came into the chamber with my right arm in a cast. So when it came time to raise a right hand to be sworn in, of course, I didn't have a right hand I could raise, so I lifted my left hand and took the oath. I had about three of my new colleagues come up and congratulate me because it doesn't count since you used your left hand, right? It's just a thoroughgoing disregard for, well, I'm looking at something that I had no idea existed. You took from the book, and I'm taking from the book, and I'm sure this is something that is factual. On the entrance to the CIA building, oh, please don't tell me that was just a good idea you had, but it's not there. John 8:32 is quoted, "You shall know the truth, and it shall make you free." Imagine, we actually had a generation where that was important.
Right. Well, I think that's the key. It's like we have people, Larry, who are in service who do believe that. I think we have good officers at CIA, good officers in DOD, but they are now being outclassed. I just had a conversation on Capitol Hill with staff. I just came from there meeting with staffers on several national security issues, and notably, in this conversation, it was made abundantly clear to me that even in the Republican Party, there are certain folks who really don't want to take on the president and really challenge his National Security Council. And I said this in other interviews, I'll say it here on the show, you know, we basically have the equivalent of a high school debating team in charge of our national security policy. Susan Rice is unqualified, unfit to hold office, anything above being able to organize the staff workers at the State Department cafeteria, let alone her running our national security.
And she will say anything she's told, and exactly. That's why she's there.
Exactly. So this is where you don't have people independently thinking, and that is the other thing, the conversation I had, is like we have lost the ability to think independently, to understand what's right and wrong. I think this is a core issue that I think you and I, our generation, came up understanding that you know, integrity meant something. Speaking the truth meant something. Even if it was unpopular, it was really something you should do. And now we have a whole generation, the millennials, as I see it, and I hate to slam a whole generation, but, you know, they're kind of like, it's okay because it's your version of the truth. It doesn't have to be the truth. It just has to be your version of the truth. And last time I checked, there's only one truth. But you have a whole group of folks now who believe that fiction is true as long as that is your truth. And it's just completely insane.
I can just hear a courtroom now. And so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and only your truth? So help you God.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're saying to us. You know, you had an episode, and I'm not going to try to give away all of your really neat stuff, but it showed an attack on a public place. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I took away from that was it didn't take even 10 minutes to slaughter probably hundreds and hundreds of people. And it was able to be carried off in its inception because nobody fought back. Because in
right.
many of these public business establishments, they have signs up that say no guns. And, of course, a terrorist looks at that and says, hey, man, this is the spot. Let's go.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we're actually now planning a sequel called the working title is Angle of Descent, which is going to be the sequel to The Last Line. And we have studied, if you can imagine this, Larry, even more targets that would be had, could be had easily by the terrorists if they so choose to do what we thought about doing. So we need to take this seriously and plan for the worst and get serious.
If you want to say a word more about that forthcoming book in the series, then hold on, and we'll do that when we get back from this break. We're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, his book, The Last Line.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve
Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Taking a look at our very porous, intentionally porous border in Colonel Anthony Schaefer's book, The Last Line, and it just has every perception. I have every notion that this is all too true. As I say, Tony, I've interviewed a lady that lives right on the border. It sounds as if you just made a fictionalized account of some of the things that she talks about. You involve more people than just her one life's experience. But otherwise, it's like an echo chamber. And that's not a very pleasant notion. So here we've got these places that are so vulnerable. The one that you pointed to was a mall. We've heard not long before you and I are having this conversation of a church that had been declared a gun-free zone, and that
right.
didn't work out so well. In fact, all but one of the mass murders in the last several decades in the United States have occurred in what were legally imposed gun-free zones.
Correct.
We are stuck on stupid.
Oh, beyond, I don't get it, yeah.
And there are people that are still defending the idea that, oh, well, it could have been a lot worse if somebody had a concealed carry firearm in that church. Really?
Yeah, it's the opposite. Yeah, you know, I'm a proud gun owner. My personal carry weapon is a Glock 30 subcompact. For Father's Day, we went out to a gun range in Manassas. I shot my M1A SOCOM, carried my Glock on my hip everywhere I went. And I'm amazed, Larry, and I'm glad you brought up the way you did, that, you know, I can carry a weapon. We have open carry in Northern Virginia. I have a concealed carry permit. you know, that somehow I am totally sane to carry the weapon competently, but the moment I cross into D.C., somehow I am not competent. I am not allowed to have the personal protection. Or, by the way, you know, the odds go up in Maryland and D.C. of gun violence against you by the fact that you point out they've created these gun-free zones, which really mean only criminals have guns. It's totally insane.
Thank you. That's exactly right. Yeah, if you were to enter the District of Columbia dressed the way you were describing your attire on Father's Day, that would have been committing a felony, at least one. I suppose they'd hit you for each firearm that you might have had. So just amazing people. And I'm just surprised that they haven't gotten it all this time, that they are so committed to being defenseless that they really think that's a good defense, and that somehow guys like you and I are making it more dangerous to have guns to be able to defend ourselves. That is something that comes out of the schools, out of some churches, as we learned just recently.
Right.
And, you know, in one way, we're making progress, and maybe that's the way to look at this glass. It is probably more than half full, but there's still a way to go. Over the decades that I've been involved in this issue, public opinion has become more supportive of gun ownership and of carrying of firearms. But, oh boy, the political establishment isn't there yet. They're lagging behind. Maybe that's not unusual, but that is what is happening. So I hope your book is going to be part of that educational campaign.
Well, we are. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought it up in those terms. Because the next book that we're working on is going to actually illustrate this point even more, where we're going to have terrorists come into situation scenarios where one guy with a gun could stop them. But because these are designated gun-free zones, the terrorists are going to be eminently successful in taking huge crowds out. And I don't want to give away, you know, the details, but this next one is going to be a cyber-slash-terrorist thriller. We've already kind of started working on the bones of it. But the idea is to reinforce the fact that, you know, a few good people with guns who know what they're doing can actually make a huge difference. And I simply am appalled. And part of the reason I think, Larry, to be honest with you, is the left is completely both tone-deaf and essentially completely arrogant because they are protected. They run around with armed guards and completely detached from the reality in which we live. And they live in this artificial world where they could pretend that, you know, what we say is the real truth. Well, the fact is they're completely isolated from the reality that everybody else lives in. So I think this is what becomes so dangerous, this idea that given to generations who have never experienced what we do, then take it and accept it as fact. And I think it's a dangerous set of circumstances. But as you said, I think people are making progress. I think a number of states now are loosening. I think Texas just accepted open carry, which I think is a great idea. And I can't fathom the idea that somehow, again, Larry, I hate to make this point, but, gee, I was just with John McCain a week ago today, and I joked about the fact that I stood right next to him in combat with a loaded gun on my hip, but somehow I can't be trusted here in Washington to come, you know, have a gun on me. It's just completely insane.
Well, he maybe would want to disarm us because he does so many outrageous things. He's probably looking over his shoulder.
That's probably why I made that point to him, yes.
But you mentioned something in the book, and I just had to ask if there – I got to believe there probably is Directo a Mexico. There is such an institution, or is that just something you put together for the book?
No, that is based on what is actually going on. Yes, and so the separatist movement we put in there too. These are all we spent. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because I got a call from the publisher one day saying we can't do your book because you have racist content. They alluded to that and some other things I had in there. And I said, no, this is based on real research. And they said, well, you need to show it to us. So literally, Larry, they were ready to cancel the book because they thought that I was basically creating circumstance and fictional content that would be essentially racist. And I had to turn all my research into them to make sure that everything was validated before it was published. So no, it was everything that was based on fact.
A suggested response was, I can't make this stuff up.
I was actually in a meeting on the Hill when I got the calls. Like, you know, you really think I'm making this stuff up? You think I have this much time just to sit around and make stuff up? So, no, it is based on what's going on. So,
when reality itself is so hyperbolic, it becomes hard to write fiction.
Right.
You're just reporting, and you change the names.
That's it. I mean, that's the fact. And we did not have to work hard to make it. You know, again, it's something more like we're just trying to put the pieces together for people to make their to basically judge and make their own conclusions from. We are trying to inform and entertain. I mean, look, again, the book is supposed to basically, you said, be a page turner, and I'd like to believe, and thank you, I believe we did make it into that. But the whole idea, Larry, is obviously I think people learn more by being able to read something of interest to them. So I'd like to believe that you and your audience will learn some things that will, I think, better add to your ability to make arguments, cogent arguments, pro-gun, because I think we better have an armed senator to deal with some of the threats we have. And frankly, you know, there's a larger threat that we have to call on our leaders to address. Because with ISIS, you know, we based I won't go into too much detail about the terrorist group we picked for the book, but ISIS is really becoming the terrorist group that will take on and do what we've postulated in the book because of their intent. They're well funded, and frankly, I think they're going to get a hold of a nuclear weapon before too long. We have to take the scenario we put into that book seriously because I think they're going to want to try to execute.
And of course, that's why we have open borders, so that any nut job Muslim can bring in a couple of nukes and drop them off in key places in the United States to kind of stir the pot just a little bit. What's wrong with that? You know,
right.
And the elite is acting as if, come on, what do you live on the moon or something? Get real. That's not going to happen. Really? Well, I'd like to think we were trying to make it not happen. I don't see that effort underway.
Well, and that's part of the problem. I think, again, we have committed military members, intelligence officers, who do understand the threat, and I do study it. And again, even now with the people I deal with, we spend a lot of time looking at potential threat vectors. I was meeting with Bud McFarland, former NSC director under President Reagan, about 2 weeks ago, and Bud and I were talking about some of what we would call threat vectors.
Let's pick up on that McFarland conversation on the other side of the break. We're going to be right back, folks, with Colonel Tony Schaefer, The Last Line.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Hey, folks, we're talking about a book that I really think you want to read and be able to discuss with the people you know. It's called The Last Line. While it's a novel, that's sort of a thin disguise for stuff that's really going on, or we're setting the stage to make it, let it happen. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer has written The Last Line, and that last line, I guess, it probably has a number of entendres, but one of them, of course, is our border, which is being erased. And that's the end of that line if we don't get some leadership in the country that has a determination to actually defend the country, you know, like carry out their oath of office, sort of, that thingy. That's really what we're talking about, is a massive dereliction of duty. If we had a Congress with any backbone, they would be, at a minimum, having hearings on what in the world are you doing to us by your inaction, and in some cases actual covert aid to the enemy that is looking at our border as a an interstate highway. In fact, the lady that I interviewed not long ago said that there is a tunnel under her property on the border that is the equivalent of an interstate highway. It's got air conditioning. It's got, you know, it's really fixed up super duper. And so far, the Border Patrol knows about it, but they haven't done anything. It's and it's probably because they've been told from the top not to mess around.
Well, I think that's what's most frightening here, is that there's a neglect. The policy is the neglect is a policy, Larry. That's the frightening thing. It's like you have people who have defined the threat, who recognize the threat, who, as you point out, my friends over at Judicial Watch have been doing a great job of reporting in real time about some of the ISIS training zones in Mexico that now exist. This is not fiction. This is what's going on now. So as much as I think, I appreciate The Last Line kind of being a good work that I'm proud to be part of, there are reality reporting. There are things in reality right now that indicate that you have terrorist organizations setting up shop across the border for purposes of a long-term operation. And I think, like you mentioned there, I think they're going to go for both. I think they're going to go for the close-in, easy attacks. You've already seen these quote-unquote lone wolves. I don't think they're lone wolf attacks. I think these are directed by ISIS within our cities, in Texas, I think they're going to increase the frequency of that. I think they're going to go for Home Depots, malls, things like that. But, you know, catastrophic attacks using small aperture IEDs or AK-47.
But we shouldn't excite people, Tony, because these are all gun-free zones, so you're going to be safe there.
Well, you know, and that's what appalls me is, you know, I'll be called an alarmist for making this comment. I was actually on MSNBC a while back talking about what, you know, New Yorkers should have in their, and basically in their apartment, should there be a long-term power outage? And I point out to them, it's like, when the fabric of civilization falls away, you better be armed because people are going to be going out and criminals are going to be doing what criminals do. They're going to be on a rampage. They're going to be shooting people. They're going to be taking things. So, my goodness sake, why wouldn't you want to defend yourself and your family? I just find it, and somehow that's being an alarmist. Somehow that statement that, gee, maybe you ought to think about being armed to defend your family in a worst-case scenario, that's being an alarmist.
If we don't talk about it, it won't happen. That seems to be the only logic I can find in what they're doing.
Right.
But that's kind of typical liberal logic all the way along the line. Their ideas of personal self-defense are no defense. Their ideas of national self-defense are no defense. And so obviously any discussion of a terrorist threat, be it a one-on-one knocking off the mall that you might happen to be in, or something much more grandiose, they're just not going to talk about that. They're not going to think about that. And I think they were having trouble getting their mind. I don't think they've learned the lesson from the South Carolina church shooting. That was the most recent example of gun-free zones are killer-friendly zones.
And, right.
Wow, we gotta live in the same country with these people. It's bad enough that we got a bunch of Muslims that want to kill us, and we have our own facilitators. Oy vey.
Well, the president seems to not understand as much as he comments about how civilized nations don't tolerate this. Make this a new norm. It's like, Larry, other civilized nations have this sort of thing. I remember there was an incident, I believe, in Norway where an individual took and killed dozens of people using weapons that he'd acquired. So
Anders Breivik, and he killed 82 people.
Yeah.
One guy.
Right, one guy. So it does happen, and I'm sure that their gun control laws are a lot more severe than ours. So
yes.
it is not about the gun. It is about the fact we have the inability to essentially keep guns from people who shouldn't have them. The father should never have given the son in the church shooting a gun. I think that clearly that father should be held accountable. But we need to arm citizens who are qualified to have guns. People like you and me who are completely competent, able to use a weapon, should basically be armed anytime we choose to be armed, anywhere we go. And
let me circle back to that thing. To that father. He actually gave his son the money, and his son, who 4 months ago had been busted on a drug charge, was able to pass a background check and buy the gun. So for those that are counting on background checks, probably we ought to try arming ourselves rather than relying on a bunch of incompetent bureaucrats to identify bad guys.
Exactly. Well stated. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's the mess that we're playing with. I don't think we got back to Bud McFarlane. You were starting to talk about him.
Yeah. Bud and I are friends. He's one of my mentors, and he was talking about threat vectors. During the Cold War, we spent a lot of time looking at Soviets and how they would use terrorist organizations to do bad things, and they did a lot of thinking, Larry, about how to worst case scenario the threat, how to basically postulate this is what they could do, this is what they probably will do, and how do we defend? How do we build capability, capacity to defend against it? That is completely absent from the thinking of the current National Security Council. There is no deep thinking, hard thinking about what the threats are, what they could do, and what they will likely do. So clearly you can't cover everything. You can't be there to stop everything, but you can identify those things which are most likely and figure out a way to kind of get there ahead of them. There is no thinking like that now, and I think the American public should be completely frightened that someone like a Bud McFarlane understands that the hard work they did during the Reagan years is completely being ignored, that the basic thing things that worked are being completely ignored because of a political narrative that says, nothing to see here, don't worry, everything is just fine, and it is because we tell you it is. It's just completely insane.
Well, God willing, we're going to get an administration after the next election that will determine to seriously turn around these incredible mistakes that they're not mistakes, policies that have been pursued by this president. The president wants America weakened. The president wants America on its knees. The president wants America impoverished. These are not unexpected, unanticipated things that are happening. This is the result of what this socialist president intended to do from the day he was elected. 5 days before he took office, he said, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming America. Well, what do you think we're looking at right now?
Well, I'm kind of surprised. Virginia won for him both times, Larry. I'm fascinated by that because, you know, I thought people would be a lot smarter about recognizing kind of the nature of collectivism and the whole idea that somehow, you know, things weren't good before. They weren't perfect before, but, you know, the idea that the government should be doing two things, trying to protect the common good and the common defense. And simply put, redistribution of wealth is not the common good. That is communism. Common defense. Well, again, there is no common defense by the fact that the defense is nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. And so if you look at those two roles that the government should be playing, this White House is doing neither. And I, as you said, I think doing neither with a purpose in mind.
Very much a purpose. The president, if we had listened to what he was saying, he was telling us what he was going to be up to. He's lied about a lot of things, but when something was an announcement of a socialist pursuit by a socialist politician, I think our biggest problem was that we couldn't really accept the fact that a socialist was getting himself elected and then reelected.
Right.
And part of the problem has been that the opponents that our dear leader faced were people that would not use the S word. They would not call out the president for what he is. Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for having written a really fascinating wake-up call, The Last Line. Folks, I hope you'll go out and get it. It's in paperback. It's not going to break your bank, but it's sure worth the read. Thanks, Tony.
I think that makes it be on.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that had helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.